She watched him spit out a mouthful of soup one day after learning that it contained butter. After loosening up a bit while at Apple, he was back to being a strict vegan. Even at a young age, Lisa began to realize his diet obsessions reflected a life philosophy, one in which asceticism and minimalism could heighten subsequent sensations. He believed that great harvests came from arid sources, pleasure from restraint, she noted. He knew the equations that most people didn't know. Things led to their opposites. In a similar way, the absence and coldness of her father made his occasional moments of warmth so much more intensely gratifying. I didn't live with him, but he would stop by our house some days, a deity among us for a few tingling moments or hours, she recalled. Lisa soon became interested enough that he would take walks with her. He would also go rollerblading with her on the quiet streets of old Palo Alto, often stopping at the houses of Joanna Hoffman and Andy Hertzfeld. The first time he brought her around to see Hoffman, he just knocked on the door and announced, "This is Lisa." Hoffman knew right away. It was obvious she was his daughter, she told me. Nobody has that jaw. It's a signature jaw.